During the winter months, it's not unusual for students to stare longingly at the gloomy sky, praying for the snow to fall. Even with a few days off during winter break, young academics still hope for the occasional snow day. While some schools have already canceled classes this month, some of the closings haven't been due to inclement weather. Some schools have canceled class because of illness. Westville Public Schools in Adair County, Oklahoma, for example, canceled classes for 2 days due to a flu outbreak earlier this month. Last Thursday and Friday, all three schools in the Eureka Springs District shuttered their doors due to illness and high absenteeism. Superintendent Curtis Turner Jr. says he spoke to principals earlier in the week before canceling class, a decision that can be difficult to make because there is no hard and fast rule for closing school due to illness.
There's not a magic number, nor rule that we go by. But what I have always used over the years is when my student count gets to, or absentee rate gets to the 20% mark or better, then I have to start taking a very close look at whether or not we need to be in school.
Turner says the district student population totals a little more than 600 children. He says they had been monitoring the absentee rate for a number of days before he called a meeting with principals last Wednesday morning. At that time, he says 19 to 20% of the student population was out with an illness. Turner also says one school had 15 or 16 staff members out as well. Unlike a snow day, when classes can be canceled in the middle of the day should a storm become too dangerous, Turner made the decision to finish the school day Wednesday because of how many people would be affected by the cancellation.
When you make a decision like this that affects so many people, parents have to have the opportunity to make arrangements. For those kids, let's say, that are not sick, have to make arrangements for baby, if both parents work, it gives us time as a school district to start the process of actually shutting things down for a couple of days.
Although the Eureka Springs schools were closed, several staff members still worked last week.
The only people that I had that I've had in today are, of course, office personnel as well as all of our custodial staff. Everybody has been busy since early this morning, cleaning buildings and doing their normal maintenance and stuff on the building, but then also we have been sterilizing rooms and even the buses. I've got our transportation director in, and they're doing that as we speak.
Once officials make the decision to cancel classes, they also have to make the decision of when students and teachers can return to the classroom.
Dismissing for one day really doesn't do a lot of good. I think you have to dismiss a couple of days here with the weekend coming up, making a four-day weekend, you might say, and give kids and staff an opportunity to get healthy and to mend in the interim. Of course, this morning we're completely going back through our buildings again, and which we have clean buildings anyway, but we're re-cleaning everything and sterilizing and not only buildings but buses and doing everything we can to try to control the sickness that we've had.
Turner notes this is a rare occurrence and he has only experienced it one other time in his career.
I remember one time, it was years and years ago, we had a stomach virus and it got to the point that that we had so many kids out that we did have to shut down for a couple of days. From the educational standpoint, we're much better off to do that because, if that many kids are gone, then it slows down what we can do with the kids that we have in school versus when those other the kids that are sick come back. Then and of course now in this case with staff, we have to go back and reteach so many of those things. So, I prefer letting everybody get well and let's get things back to normal, as quickly as we can.
For now, Turner says the missed days will count as snow days. He says districts are mandated to build 5 snow days into their school calendars each year. If they use more than 5 days, they will have to tack on days to the end of the year or find some other way to adjust the schedule because he says schools are required to have at least 178 days of teacher-student interaction days. Another district that has been affected by illness this month is the Springdale Public Schools District. However, unlike Eureka Springs, only one school was affected. Helstern Middle School was closed January 18th due to norovirus, an illness that can cause your stomach or intestines or both to get inflamed. Rick Schaefer, Communications Director for Springdale Public Schools, says the incident was unprecedented.
This is the first time that call has been made in Springdale in over three decades, and beyond that, we wouldn't know. That's how long the superintendent's been here. The reason they called school at Helstern that particular time was because of the unusually high number of absences. Early in the week, there was very few absences. We weren't in school Monday. Tuesday we were. Wednesday we were. The absences weren't that unusual. But then Thursday, there were over 200 kids that were absent before the day even started. And in the course of the day, nearly 100 kids went home because they got sick while at school. And that's highly, highly unusual. So you're talking about, by the end of the school day, 34% of that school's population was gone. And they really didn't know the reason for it. So, therefore, in consulting with the Washington County health officials and then with the state of Arkansas health officials, it was determined that that was probably the best course of action.
Schaefer says Helstern has a population of 916 kids, and after some testing, officials learned that several of the six students had been affected by norovirus. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, norovirus is the most common cause of acute gastroenteritis in the United States. Each year, it causes about 21 million illnesses and is the most common cause of foodborne disease outbreaks in the U.S.
During the course of the day, we had a lot of kids come to the nurse's office and office who were throwing up, suffering from diarrhea. Those are major symptoms of norovirus. And so it wasn't an easy day. In fact, I was talking to the secretary there the morning when you're starting to get kids absent. I mean, it's call after call after call after call. My son's not going to be there. My daughter's not going to be there. You know, and it was, we just never had a day like that at any school. Normally at this time of year, and we've been very fortunate, we really haven't seen a lot of flu, but normally at this time of year, you're running maybe 5% of your district is absent, and we have an unusually large district. We're the second largest in Arkansas with over 20,000 kids, so, but 5% would be about normal. So obviously to get hit with 34% in one day is what has never happened to us before.
To help combat the spread of the illness, Schaefer says all buses, not just the ones that run to Helstern Middle School, were sterilized the night before the school was closed.
The next morning, the buses that usually run the Helstern routes did run the routes, just in case there would be kids that would come out and think that there was still school, they hadn't gotten the word. Fortunately, there weren't many, but there were some. And then what the bus driver would do would be he would make sure that that student got back in the house before the bus driver would leave. We also had 10 cars that actually came up to school. People usually drive their kids to school, and the principal met them, explained to them what was going on. They said fine, took the kids home.
Schaefer says, according to state health officials, norovirus goes through your system in 24 to 48 hours. So school officials decided a three-day weekend would give ill students plenty of time to recuperate. With the Martin Luther King Jr. Day holiday, students were actually given 4 days to rest. And Schaefer says the absentee rate was down to 9% when classes resumed last Tuesday. It continued to decline after that. Because they did have to close for a day, Schaefer says the school is working with the Arkansas Department of Education to determine whether or not that day will be treated like a snow day. According to the Arkansas Department of Health, the flu season typically lasts from December through March. For more information on the flu, including information on symptoms, complications, and vaccinations, visit healthy.arkansas.gov.